Good afternoon, everybody! Happy Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Loud Majority Live. We are on verdict watch, everybody, as the prosecution is giving their closing arguments in the Donald Trump hush money case in New York. Big day out in my beloved city. A big day out there. Fights breaking out all over the place outside of the Trump trial in New York. Robert De Niro spoke and beclowned himself, made an absolute ass out of himself. We're going to bring you guys all the updates there. He was not welcomed in a place that he considers to be his home. We're going to bring you guys all of that. Also, over the course of the weekend, race hustlers are going to keep hustling, baby, because that's all they got. We're going to talk about Joy Reid, Byron Donalds, who fired back at her after basically calling him a token black, which I thought you weren't allowed to say. I thought you weren't allowed to say that. Anna Navarro calls Hispanics idiots for voting for Donald Trump. The list goes on and on and on and on. Did Joe Biden fall asleep at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier? Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's the thing that happened. He fell asleep on Memorial Day at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Real nice. Commander-in-Chief material for sure. Before we get started today, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share that video out all over the place. What is going on, everybody? How's everybody doing? How's everybody doing today? How's everybody doing? Also, for my New York Long Island crowd, there is going to be a very, 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 very special announcement coming. A very special announcement coming on Friday. If you are in the local area, you're not going to want to miss it. Giddy up. Let's go. I hope everything is working just fine. As we had a little tech problem on Friday. I want to apologize for that. How's everybody doing today? Hit the thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. We're rolling and we are moving and grooving here. Big announcement. Barry, you ready for the big announcement, bro? Are you ready for the big announcement, bro? Yeah. Natalie, let's go Rangers. Giddy up. Let's go. Big overtime win the other day. Let's go Rangers. So, let's keep on going here. I want to get to all the stories, guys. Hello, hello to everybody. Let's dive right on in. So, Robert De Niro came out and spoke. Apparently, he's now a spokesperson for the Biden campaign, as he had himself admitted if you watched his press conference. Now, the question I have is, why does anyone care about a washed-up actor who can only play one role? That's a great question. That's a phenomenal question. Why does anybody care? Well, Robert De Niro came out and really beclowned himself. Here he was. Apparently, he's not even that good of an actor because he had to bring the script out with him. He couldn't even remember his own lines.
Thank you. I mean, this is really, even these people over here are kind of, it's kind of crazy. It's really crazy. And this thing, Donald Trump has created this. He should be telling them not to do this, but he's just, he wants to sow total chaos, which he's succeeding in some areas and places to do. Anyway, beside all that, this is my neighborhood, downtown New York City. I grew up here and feel at home in these streets. I feel comfortable.
Absolutely went out and beclowned himself, as always, and here he was calling New Yorkers who voted for Donald Trump clowns, because, you know, in the vein of Kathy Hochul, in the vein of Democrats, in the vein of all of these people, they just can't accept the fact that some of us don't vote the way they want. Some of us don't vote the way they want, so he decided to besmirch the entirety of New Yorkers by calling us clowns. Here that is.
But this city is pretty accommodating. We make room for clowns. We have them all over the city. People who do crazy things in the street, we tolerate it. It's part of the city. It's part of the culture. But not a person like Trump who will eventually run the country. That does not work, and we all know that. Anyway, we make room for clowns, to each his own. But no one takes him or took him really seriously. They take him seriously now, of course.
Of course, the Biden campaign has to send out their useless actors now because they know that Joe Biden can't complete the message himself. However, it turns out he was Robert De Niro, big tough guy, walking through the crowd, and he was greeted in a particular way by the old New York faithful.
Let's go. Hey, De Niro's gonna go to jail. That's why he's so worried. When Trump goes to office, he's done. He's finished. His career's already done, and it's gonna be even more done. We're outside. De Niro's a loser. He's a mook. He's a sucker. And that's why he's running away like a punk. Like a punk.
He's a loser. Hey, Robert De Niro's a fucking mook. A traitor. He's a traitor to the Americans, the Italians, and the Jews. Why don't you look it up? Google it. Bobby De Niro's a big...
Of course, Robert De Niro had to show up with a gaggle of security because, you know, he's just such a tough guy. You know, I guess Robert De Niro doesn't understand that, you know, the movies aren't real life, bro. You're not actually Jimmy Conway. You weren't actually the Irishman. You weren't actually whatever the hell his name was in Casino. I can never remember. You weren't actually these people. To be honest with you, out of all of your roles, you're probably more like what Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver, where you played a deranged sociopath, a complete schizophrenic psychopath who tries to have sex with underage girls. Just saying. Of course, that wasn't all. The New York faithful decided they were going to just continuously remind Robert De Niro that while you may be from the city, it is a whole different thing to be a New Yorker.
Fuck you! Fuck you! You touch kids! You touch kids! You loser!
Fuck you! Suck my dick! Your mother should have swallowed me!
We're trying to be gentlemen in this world, the Democrats. You are gangsters!
Excuse me!
You are gangsters!
You're washed up!
Fuck you!
You're a little punk!
You're a softy! You're a nobody!
Your movie's fucking You're trash!
You're trash! You're done! You're done after this, my guy!
Robert De Niro puts Donald Trump in the face!
You fucking
hate
you!
Go to hell!
Fuck you, De Niro!
Go to hell!
Go to hell!
Fuck you!
He's
gonna go to jail. That's why he's so
worried.
Guys, back up.
You're a fucking mook, M-O-O-K. Mook. You're a traitor to Italian and Jews. You're a traitor to Italian Jews. You fucking cunt. You are a cunt. Bobby De Niro, you're a fucking cunt. Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. He's a mook. M-O-O-K. Robert De Niro.
Wild scenes outside of the courthouse. Robert De Niro, as he came up today. We are getting word right now that the prosecution, who is going to go second in their closing arguments, they're going to be wrapping up their case over the course of the next 2 to 3 hours. It seems as though they need 4 hours worth of closing argument. Also, According to CBS News, Secret Service has met with New York City prison officials, about what happens if Donald Trump is taken into custody. That comes from Nick Sorter at the moment. We'll bring you more on that in a second. Also, outside of the courthouse at Collect Pond Park, there were fights breaking out between the Trump supporters and Biden supporters. Here's some of that. A big shout out to freedomnews.tv. That's freedomnews.tv for a lot of that footage going on outside of the courthouse at the moment. We will bring you guys any live updates we have on that. Once again, as I said, the prosecution's case is being the prosecution is resting their case at the current moment in time. We will bring you guys any and all updates on that one. But there is more news that I did want to get to, because breaking at this hour, it turns out Judge Cannon in the classified documents case has denied Jack Smith's request for a gag order for Trump in that case. Cannon says that Smith's request was, quote, wholly lacking in substance and professional courtesy. Wholly lacking in substance, like all the other ones. Federal Judge Elaine Cannon on Tuesday denied the Department of Justice's special counsel Jack Smith's request to impose a gag order on the former president in his federal classified documents case. She said that Smith's request was wholly lacking in substance and professional courtesy. Cannon warned Smith that failure to comply with the requirements she has outlined for non-emergency motions could result in sanctions. Trump is already under a gag order for another criminal trial in New York for the Stormy Daniels stuff, blah, 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 and one to, the E. Jean Carroll one. In the classified documents case, Smith egged Cannon on Friday to limit the comments Trump could make about law enforcement officials who searched the Mar-a-Lago resort in the classified documents from his presidency. Of course, those would be the ones that had the shoot-to-kill order in it, and we were all just supposed to pretend like that's normal. I didn't really get a chance to comment on that. Let me finish this quick, and then I will comment on that, because there's two points to that use of force doctrine that was in the FBI warrant for that particular event. But let me finish this first. The former president faces allegations that he allegedly retained national defense information and he took part in a conspiracy to obstruct justice. Trump's trial was initially scheduled for this month. However, on May 7th, Cannon postponed the trial indefinitely, saying the original date didn't work because of the number of remaining pretrial motions. I didn't get a real chance to comment on that case, on the classified documents and the shoot to kill order. Now, there's two ways to look at this. One, this is standard operating procedure for the FBI. If that's true, that's a serious problem, because I want to know why the FBI starts out with shoot to kill in any instance, let alone one with the president. That's number one. Number two, why weren't they wearing FBI regalia? Why weren't they wearing FBI clothing? Why did they go in regular outfits? If they didn't want a problem, they knew Trump wasn't there. I think they wanted the image of Secret Service pulling their guns on federal law enforcement officers, so that they could get the shot saying that the Secret Service has turned on the American people and are solely there to protect the president. Look, they've even pulled their guns on law enforcement officers. That's just personally what I think there. But the fact that the FBI has a starting point in a shoot-to-kill order on anyone, regardless of whether or not it's the president or not, is absolutely terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. It's not good. It's not good. I don't think they should start with that, is what I'm getting at. I don't think they should I think they should start with as little force as possible. That's just me, though. What the hell do I know? What the hell do I know? Guys, we'll be back in 1 second. Before we do that, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Share, share, share. Let's go. If you're new to the page, hit the follow button. Let's get rocking and rolling. Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. What's going on, everybody? How are we doing today? What's going on? Let's see. These nuts. How is it going? Bad Moon, what's happening, Natalie? Let's go, Rangers. Let's go, Rangers tonight. Very excited about that. Trump is more of a New Yorker than De Niro. Yeah, absolutely. Just because you opened a shitty restaurant in Lower Manhattan, I shouldn't say it's a shitty restaurant. I shouldn't say. Tribeca Grill is absolutely delicious. I will say it is absurdly overpriced. Absurdly overpriced. What is going on? Dina, how are you? Dina, you ready for dinner tomorrow? To set up the big surprise? Giddy up, let's go. Once again, guys, for my New York audience, we got a big surprise coming for you guys on Friday's show. Super excited about that. Making a big announcement over here at the Loud Majority. I'm excited. I wonder if anyone can guess what it may be. I wonder if anyone can guess what it may be. Sagan, how are you? Robbie, how are you? R-Star, what is happening? So good to see you guys. I hope everybody had a good Memorial Day. I hope you got to enjoy some outdoors time. The weather here wasn't great. The weather here was not great, but we had one good day. We had one good day, which we all enjoyed. But let's move on, because we do have a lot to get to in the show today. Also, in other news, Donald Trump sat down at the Libertarian Convention with Tim Pool and discussed World War III foreign policy. We're going to be talking about the Libertarian Convention because it got a little nuts. It got a little bit nuts out there. Well, here was Donald Trump sitting down with Tim Pool talking about World War III and how we're going to stop it. And I think this is something that people are really focused on. It is the notion of foreign policy, particularly amongst the populist right and the more libertarian caucus of the party. We're going to talk about the lunatic that the libertarians nominated, which is going to help Donald Trump, I believe. But here was Trump on Pool.
So when it came to foreign policy, I'll be honest, I didn't vote for you in 2016. I was jaded. Obama let me down. I'm from Chicago. I thought 2016 was silly. And then in 2020, with the timeline for getting out of Afghanistan,
right?
When you tried to get our troops out of Syria, my question is, why are we in Syria? Who even knew?
Yeah.
And they lied to you, and they lied to us about the number of troops in there. And so maybe it's a bit blunt for me to say I want to see people prosecuted for the lies of the American people. But in terms of foreign policy, perhaps it's a little bit of a biased interview, but I think you're the greatest president of my lifetime.
I appreciate it.
And ending the wars that we should not have been involved in. Now the fear is World War III.
Yeah.
What are you looking at when you enter your next term to stopping the escalation?
Well, first of all, I'm the only one that is going to stop World War III, because this man can't put two sentences together. He doesn't know what he's doing, doesn't know where he is. And amazingly, it seems like he's going to be running. You know, it's a lot of people say, do you think he'll make it to the starting gate? Well, we'll see what happens. But if you look at Viktor Orban, because we don't want to see wars. I don't want to see wars. I was in no wars other than we finished a war with ISIS and we completed it 100% complete. But I don't want to see wars. I think it's so horrible, so unnecessary, so costly in terms of lives and money in that order. And destroying these countries, you know, you're destroying culture. When you look at Ukraine, that would have never happened if I were president. You look at the October 7th attack on Israel, it would have never happened.
What, why are, I look at your policies, I see secure the borders, bring jobs right. back. I look at the Democrats and many Republicans, and it's foreign war and foreign expansion.
That's right.
What is that?
I think it's just a failed mentality. It's crazy. You can solve problems over a telephone. Instead, they start dropping bombs. I see recently they're dropping bombs all over Yemen. You don't have to do that. You can talk in such a way where they respect you and they listen to you. Viktor Orban of Hungary, you know, the leader, they call him a strong man. Who cares if he's a strong man or not a strong man? He's a very powerful guy. He said the problem the world has is that Donald Trump is no longer president. When he was president, China didn't play around. Russia didn't play around. Nobody played around. And we had no problems. Today, the whole world is on fire.
The whole world is on fire. And I think that is one of the topics, one of the things that is really going to get people animated moving into this election cycle. I think the world is done with war. You know, the question a lot of people have, a lot of people, you know, discuss intellectually is when did people during World War II know that we were in World War II? You know, there were numerous instances that went on. Was it when Japan invaded Manchuria? Was it when Hitler invaded Poland? Was it when Pearl Harbor happened? Was it D-Day? When did World War II actually start? And a lot of people are sitting back and they're wondering to themselves, when are we in World War III right now? Is that something we're seeing? Whether it's Iran backing Gaza against Israel, whether it's Russia, Ukraine, whether it's China, Taiwan, whether it is the totality of the West not having a leader, not stepping forward, funding both sides of this while the adversaries of the world, China, Russia, Iran, pick apart American proxies all over the world? It's a big question. Are we in the middle of it right now and we don't even know it? That's entirely possible. And that's one big thing that the libertarians are focused on. And I think that many of the libertarians are going to get exactly what they want out of Donald Trump. Patty Vest, thank you so much for the support. I do appreciate that. We do appreciate the donation here. And this comes particularly insanely as the libertarians, who are the freedom-loving people, as they claim, these are the people who think that you should be able to walk around naked because wearing clothing isn't in the Constitution. These are the same people that think that traffic lights are unconstitutional and no one should be required to have a driver's license, which I want to make it clear about a couple of things. Number one, you're right. Wearing clothes is not in the Constitution. However, could you? Because it always seems to me that the people who want to be naked in public are always the very last people who should be naked in public. There's one guy at the convention every year, walks around naked, just to prove a point. They're insane, everybody. Now, for a long time, many people thought that if the libertarians would just vote for Republicans, if there were no libertarian candidate out there, that many of them would just come over to the Republican side. Much the same way as many people on the left feel that about Jill Stein and the Green Party. However, over the weekend, the libertarians elected a gay, Antifa-loving, Trump-hating, vaccine-mandate-supporting, open-borders enthusiast as their presidential candidate. That's interesting. That was an interesting pick. The Libertarian Party has selected their preferred presidential candidate after a tumultuous weekend that saw speeches from both RFK Jr. and Donald Trump. The nominee is Chase Oliver, the Antifa-loving, drag queen story hour-backing, vaccine mandate-supporting, open-border enthusiast who hates Trump. Oliver, who described himself as armed and gay, has a history of radical left-wing positions. Very good. I like it. Very good stuff. Let's do it. In the final round at the Libertarian National Convention, Oliver won with 60% of the vote, clearing the majority threshold to secure the nomination for the 2024 cycle. The voting itself took more than 7 hours and 7 rounds of elimination voting before Oliver got the nod from his party. Oliver beat out his closest contender, Michael Rechtenwald, a former NYU professor, to take the nomination. During his victory speech, Oliver said, quote, "I will continue to bring a hopeful and positive message of liberty to both those who consider themselves libertarian and those who don't know what they are yet." He also pledged to his party cohorts that he, quote, "can set the world free in our lifetimes, and that would end the genocide in Gaza." Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, we need more of that. We need more... I'll tell you what, instead of that, we need a little bit more cowbell. How does that sound? Oliver also called Trump an authoritarian and said that other libertarians should not unite with him as the head of the Republican Party. He also did not want to address the convention unless he would stand and debate the libertarian nominee. Oliver also defended Antifa, the leaderless group that wreaked havoc on the U.S. during the George Floyd riots, and is the force behind the ongoing Atlanta Stop the Cop City protests, which he supported. So the fact that the libertarians have come out and nominated a crazy person, someone who is insane, a radical left winger, that's good, baby. Bring on those libertarian votes. Bring on those Dave Smith voters. Now, with that being said, the Libertarian candidate, this is not the first time they have nominated someone who's batshit crazy to the head of their ticket. We all remember Gary Johnson, who was an idiot, and then in 2020 they put up Joe Jorgensen, who was also a woke leftist. I don't know how the party that was birthed, that was given prominence by Ron Paul, has become this clown show that it is. But all I can say is, if you are a libertarian out there and you're considering voting libertarian, the Republican Party welcomes you. We welcome you, particularly if you live in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or Nevada, baby. Let's go. Bring it on in. Bring it on in. I'm liking it. Because in 2020, when Trump said that Antifa would be designated a terrorist organization, Oliver shared a post from Spike Cohen defending the violent left-wing organization and said that there is no Antifa organization, echoing the sentiments of the leftist media who made the same false claim. And this is getting people worried. This is getting people awfully, awfully worried. And the Democrats are starting to get real concerned that Joe Biden is unable to beat Donald Trump, which we will get to in 1 second. We'll get to that in 1 second. Before we do that, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's keep on rocking and rolling here. We got some big, big numbers today. Big, big numbers today. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. Let's see here. How's everybody doing today? Oh, sorry about that. How's everybody doing today? Let's pop that live chat up onto the screen. What the hell we got here? What do we got here? Pop that live chat up on the screen. How's everybody doing today? As we're moving and grooving, I want to tell you guys about my friends over at AmmoSquared.com, guys. AmmoSquared.com was founded in 2015 in the freedom-loving state of Idaho by husband and wife team Dan and Danielle Morton. They are a pro-2A, pro-America, pro-freedom, and pro-Trump ammo company, guys. AmmoSquared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammo grows slowly over time and is stored for free while it builds up and is shipped whenever you want it. Shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days, Ammo Squared has over 30,000 loyal customers all over the country and is truly the only automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing system. You just pick your caliber, set your budget, and select a shipping trigger, and that is it. Your ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. It is a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo. It's customizable by as little as a few dollars a month, or use the dollar cost averaging to your advantage. Ammo Squared is there to help you smooth out rough spots of ammunition availability, like an ammo 401k or an ammo savings account, guys. Set it up and have that ammo for a rainy day, like in 2008, 2015, and 2020, because when store shelves went empty, and everybody had trouble finding ammunition, Ammo Squared customers could get an immediate delivery of ammo they had stockpiled with just the click of a button. Guys, it is a great way to invest in ammunition by going to ammosquared.com/LFA. That's ammosquared.com/LFA. Make sure you guys use the LFA so they know that we sent you. Make sure they know that we sent you guys. What the hell is going on here? What the hell we got going on here? Somebody said the picture is frozen. I do not know why. Let me try to fix some things here. Let's try to fix a couple of things here. See if we can get that a little bit better. Sorry about that. I don't know what is, I don't know what's going on here. We will see if we can get that fixed, but we're going to keep going here. See if that gets rebooted. Oh, sorry, let's get that off of there. See if we can get that rebooted, because Democrats are incredibly concerned that Biden is unable to beat Trump. Quote, the list of why we could win is so small, I don't even need to keep a list anymore on my phone, said one major Democratic donor. Fear has reportedly struck those in the highest levels of the Democratic Party over President Joe Biden's prospects for the 2024 election come November. Even some of those who had confidence the election would be a smooth sailing for the incumbent president have been worried about the outcome. According to over a dozen party leaders and Democratic operatives who spoke to Politico, anxiety has taken hold of many in the party due to poll numbers, especially coming from those in swing states all over the country. Quote, you don't want to be the guy who's on record saying we're doomed or the campaign's bad or Biden is making mistakes. Nobody wants to be that guy, said a Democrat who is in connection with the White House. But Biden's poor poll numbers just months ahead of the election are creating a freakout, he added. A Democratic operative said that this election is not like quote, Mitt Romney might become president. He instead said that Trump being elected to office, the democracy might end. But this is what happens. This is what happens when you just put fear into people and you don't give them an actual reason for voting for you. And you don't give them an actual reason for voting for you. It's a shame. Because you know what? I feel bad for Democratic voters. They're out there all day long and every single person is trying to instill in them nothing but fear. Oh no, the world is going to end, but the world never ends. Chicken Little, the sky never falls. Yet that's all they do. They just keep repeating that the sky is falling, the sky is falling. They put out Robert De Niro. He makes an S out of himself. All at the same time, Joe Biden, over the course of Memorial Day weekend, decided that while he was at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, he was going to have himself a little nap.
Rise and shine, Sleepy Joe, now's the time, don't you know, to get into a new kind of dream. You've been living alone with no bell telephone, and you don't have a shed that is clean. But you can rest your head on the corner of your bed, you can watch the world go by. But you're never gonna see what the other people see if you're always gonna be a Sleepy Joe. Rise and shine, Sleepy Joe, there are places to go, there are windows to clean on the way. You've got nothing to lose but a shine on your shoes. Do the best things you can every day. You can get upset at the way that people get, you can turn your back on the crowd. But you're never gonna see what is absolutely real.
Just having himself a little nap. Oh yeah, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Of course, Joe Biden wasn't the only Democrat to come out and screw up Memorial Day. I hope everybody had a good Memorial Day, by the way. I hope you had some good barbecues. Hope the weather was nice where you are. Cori Bush and Ilhan Omar delete X posts because they mixed up Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Of course it was the two of them. That shouldn't shock anyone listening to this show. The U.S. marked Memorial Day on Monday with Reps Cori Bush and Ilhan Omar mixing up the annual holiday, honoring soldiers who died in the line of duty, with its November counterpart, which celebrates living soldiers. That shouldn't shock anybody. Bush wrote, "This Memorial Day and every day we honor our veterans in St. Louis, we must invest in universal health care, affordable housing, comprehensive mental health services, and education and economic opportunities for our veterans as we work to build a world free of war and violence." That's Veterans Day. Memorial Day is for the ones who have died. On the same token, Ilhan Omar wrote, "On Memorial Day, we honor the heroic men and women who served our country. We owe them our gratitude. They have more than earned access to quality health care, job opportunities, housing assistance, benefits, and the benefits they were promised." Well, they're dead, so having job opportunities could be difficult, considering that's not how Memorial Day works. But it shouldn't shock anybody. It shouldn't shock anybody that, of course, out of all the members of Congress, those were the two who screwed up the holidays. And Democrats wonder why things are not going well for them. At this point, is it fair to say just the swing states? Or is this happening everywhere? Are we going to begin talking about traditionally blue states like New Jersey, like New York, like New Hampshire, like New Mexico, Colorado? Could that be in play? It's all possible. And I'm all for it, baby. Guys, in just a second, we're going to be talking about all the race hustlers in the media who spent the weekend hustling their races. Before we get to that, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. Once again, guys, hit the thumbs up button. Share this video out all over the place. Because it turns out over the weekend, there were, as I said, many of the race hucksters were out there doing exactly what they do best, yelling about race. Most notably was Rashida Tlaib in the city of Detroit. She went out and gave a very anti-Biden speech, basically letting an entire room full of her supporters, basically telling them to avoid voting for Joe Biden at all costs. This could be the impediment to Joe Biden's entire re-election. Here that was.
Of Palestinians, it is disgraceful that the Biden administration and my colleagues in Congress continue to smear them for protesting to save lives, no matter faith or ethnicity. It is cowardly. But we're not going to forget in November, are we? The International Court of Justice just ruled that the Israeli government must stop its invasion of Rafah. But President Biden says what's happening in Gaza is not a genocide. Where's your red line, President Biden? You all, every single bullet, every single gun, every single weapon, bombs that we send is the sacrifice of our own schools here at home. Many of which, when I go into the schools, have garbage bags over their drinking fountains because they don't have clean water. President Biden, I hope you hear us loud and clear. Attacking the authority of the International Criminal Court and interfering in the legal process is nothing more than an attempt to prevent the genocidal maniac Netanyahu and his senior Israeli officials from being held accountable for those crimes against humanity. You are an enabler, President Biden. But wait, wait. You know when my colleagues are outraged? They're outraged over the protests on college campuses in our country. They're more outraged than that, than the atrocities happening right now on the ground in Palestine, the war crimes. Y'all, there's no universities in Gaza. We all know this. We say it over and over again. And now, if they get their way, they're going to silence the universities here at home.
And you know what? Do it. Do it. Because it turns out, you know what? And I don't like that woman at all. She's a terrorist sympathizer. I don't like her in any way, shape, or form. However, this is what happens when you don't control the most radical members of your party. This is what happens. And the fact remains, they have yet to control their radical left-wing flank. And when you don't do that, and you don't give them what they want, they're not going to come out and vote for you, Joe. They're not going to come out. But you know what? You guys did this to yourself. You did it to yourself. And Democrats are beginning to see a shift in all demographics, not just the Muslims. Like, look, I'm not saying they're going to come out and vote for President Trump. All they've got to do is not vote for Joe Biden. That's all they've got to do. And you know what? I am good with that. One more group that Joe Biden continuously loses is the Hispanic vote. And Anna Navarro from The View was not liking that at all. Before we get to her being nonsensical, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. What's going on, everybody? Big Bad Wolf, how are you? Andrew Hobart, how are you? Redneck, how are you? Dina, what's happening? BCF101, you look new. I want to thank you all. That name seems new in the chat. Buddy Weiser, hello, hello. R-Star, what is happening? What is going on, everybody? How's everybody doing today? I hope everybody had a good day off yesterday. Make sure you guys are hitting that thumbs up button. Share the video out everywhere. Let's keep on rocking and never interrupt your enemy when they're in the middle of destroying themselves. Absolutely. Let them keep going. Let them keep going. Let them keep taking over college campuses. I'm curious to see, particularly when it comes to the pro-Palestinian protesters, what happens when colleges resume in the next couple of weeks or next couple of months, I should say. Will you see when everyone's back on campus, will you see the stuff start to ramp up again? One could assume. Joe Biden in one of those primaries had 18% vote for none of these candidates. You're right. You're right. How many of them will stay home? How many of them will end up staying home? One can only assume. One can only assume. Let's keep on going here real quick, guys. Before we get to the next story, because we got to talk about Anna Navarro. Guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your home base. That is your mothership for all things LFATV related. Make sure you guys check out the website. Jeremy's got that huge shop over there. And while you're there, consider becoming a monthly donor. If you've already gotten your Rapture Ready gear, if you've already gotten your Rise Up coffee, if you've already gotten your Armor of God t-shirts, guys, consider becoming a monthly donor over at lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. Make sure you guys are hitting that. Let's go. Sorry for the freezing. I don't really know what was going on there. We're going to try to get that one fixed. Here we go. So, Anna Navarro on The View decided she was going to beclown herself, as she normally does every time she talks. The View's Anna Navarro claims Trump-supporting Latinos are trying to, quote, pass as more American. Speaking with CNN's Jim Acosta on Friday, The View co-host Anna Navarro claimed that Latinos who are supporting Trump are attempting to make themselves pass as more American. There are some Latino, I gotta make sure, there are some Latino immigrants who forget that they came here as immigrants and who want to shut the door behind them and who think that being anti-immigrant is somehow going to make them pass as more American, pass as whatever, she said.
The third thing, Jim, and this is the truth, and you and I know this, as Latinos, there are some Latino immigrants who forget they came here as immigrants and who want to shut the door behind them and who think being anti-immigrant somehow is going to make them pass as more American, pass as whatever. And that's a very stupid attitude to have.
I love so much when people will look at those of their race, of their elk, and tell them, you don't know what you need. You don't know what you need. I know what you need. Do what I say. Anna Navarro, who's on like 9 different television stations. She's, of course, proof that being on TV doesn't necessarily mean you're smart. Unfortunately for her, fortunate for us, we are seeing major, major swings among the Hispanics. Why? Many of them are Catholic. Many of them believe in family. Many of them like low prices on things. And the fact of the matter is, the radical Democratic Party is pushing against all of those things. But Democrats can't see anything outside of race. And when Barack Obama was president, they talked about the coalition of the ascendant, that if they were just able to cobble together enough votes from different minority groups, they would be able to take the country back as their own. Unfortunately, some stuff that they never really considered was that it turns out, you know who really dislikes illegal immigration? Legal immigrants. And if that rally in the Bronx showed us anything, if that rally in the Bronx proved anything to us, it was that it turns out that some of the neighborhoods out there are starting to turn as well. I'm curious to see how some of the minor metros, I'm talking about St. Paul, I'm talking about Athens, Georgia, Trenton, Newark, how some of these cities are going to move in this election. I'm not saying they're going to be won, but if we're able to invest some time into some of the smaller cities like Baltimore, could we then pick up wins in some of these Senate seats? I was discussing it with someone earlier today, Larry Hogan. Larry Hogan in Maryland, who, look, he's not an America First guy. Let's be clear here. I'm not promoting his version of Republicanism. However, he is well within reach in that Senate seat. And if he's able to pick up one more seat, we could be looking at 55, 56, 57 seats in the Senate. One more person that had to chime in on this race-baiting nonsense was, of course, the illustrious Joy Reid, who hates Donald Trump so much that she decided to get the same haircut as him. She decided to basically call Byron Donalds a token black man, which I thought was racist. Here was Joy Reid.
I find Joy's comments.
I'm sorry, here was Byron Donalds' response to Joy Reid.
I find Joy's comments to be nothing more than crabs in a barrel. Just because I have a different viewpoint, different way of looking at the world, different politics, now all of a sudden I'm being used. You can make an argument that MSNBC is using her, but I'm going to move on. The rally in the Bronx was amazing. You had a very diverse crowd, people from the Bronx, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, black people, white people, all there supporting President Trump because they've seen the disaster that is New York City. They've seen the disaster that has come to the United States of America because of the master of disaster, Joe Biden himself, and they want Donald Trump back. I heard what my colleague said in a previous segment. This is going to be a decision. It's going to be a decision for the American people between two presidents. Who did the better job? And it is without question Donald Trump was a significantly better president on every metric. That's why he has support in the Bronx. That's why when the president went to Minnesota, he had support in Minnesota. And there's more support in a lot of blue areas that is for President Trump coming back. So we're looking at expanding the political map, not shrinking it based upon race or anything else, because that's what Joy Reid and Joe Biden and the rest of them want to do. They want to shrink the political map based upon previous dogma and racial lines. That is not what President Trump's focus is. His focus is on all of America.
And that is it. expanding the political map and what we have to do to expand that political map in order to take some of these swing states. We've been working hard out here, many of you saw, and I appreciate the support. Everybody, this weekend we registered another, what was it, 31 voters, I think it was. I got the forms over there. Every single person can begin registering voters in their particular area. I try to explain this to people all the time, and I do it often, and I know I repeat myself, but sometimes I think it's necessary. If we use the numbers from last time, and we have to use them because we have no other numbers to use, that means 150 million Americans voted. Take kids out of the equation, and you're looking at something like 70 or 80 million Americans who didn't vote. If you guys want to vote more than once, what you need to do is go out and find those voters. Find those voters. We're finding them left and right. We're finding them left and right. And it's great to see. It's absolutely phenomenal to see how many people are becoming part of this process, how many people are taking it upon themselves to help take back the country. Once again, guys, if you're in the New York area, I will have a big announcement for everybody on Friday's show. Some of you may find out before if you follow me on any of the other social media apps. Some of you may find out before. Friday, am I going to do it? I don't know. Maybe I'll do it Thursday. Maybe I'll do it Thursday on the show. I've got a big announcement about some of the stuff we're going to do moving forward. And I'm excited to share that with all of you guys. Before we keep on moving and grooving here, guys, hit the thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place so that everybody else can get the news. And before we go on to the last story, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our shop. You guys can use promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. And as a matter of fact, just for the verdict, these Donald Trump shirts are half off, baby. Donald Trump did nothing wrong. You guys can pick these up for half off. They're $15 on the website, loudmajorityusa.com. But if you want other stuff, you can use promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. That's promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. And while you're there, once again, consider becoming a monthly donor to the Loud Majority so that we can keep doing the stuff that needs to be done to help get this country back, baby. To help get this country back. Before we close out today, we've got to give you this normal story that is happening more and more every single day now, despite the fact that many Democrats would have you believe that it isn't. It turns out that a pedophile in Oklahoma who got convicted of abusing his 7-year-old stepdaughter, you're never going to guess what he did. He came out as trans. Oh, really? Really? A press release from the Department of Justice noted that Perry now identifies as a she/her. A trans-identifying biological male convicted of pedophilia who was found guilty of raping his 7-year-old stepdaughter is appealing his life sentence handed down by the court, claiming the prosecution made improper remarks with the label of abuser. Robert William Perry Jr., 32, announced his transition shortly before being sentenced to life behind bars and receiving gender-related concessions from the court. According to Redux, Perry's lawyer argued that the prosecution erred, when they used the term abuser and gave too much credence to the victim's testimony. Oh, really? Quote, the government used the word kids don't make this up no less than 3 times in the initial argument. Any vouching for the credibility of the victim or any other improper argument to unfairly bolster her credibility to diminish Perry's would have an outsized impact on the jury here. So you got pedophiles in Oklahoma trying to get off because apparently they listened to the victim. You've got presidents on trial in New York. You can't make this stuff up. This stuff gets crazier and crazier and crazier every single day. Every single day. But of course, that's not the only crime-related nonsense going on all over the country. In Chicago, police arrested an illegal immigrant for the 10th time since July. and the judge recommended a supervised release. Really? Judge Ankar, not even going to try that one, issued a ruling permitting the illegal immigrant to be released as long as he agrees to an electronic monitoring bracelet. An illegal immigrant is back in custody after being arrested for the 10th time in as many months. Guy gets arrested once a month since he's been here. Since arriving in Chicago last month, Carlos Villora has been booked on charges ranging from shoplifting to possession of drug paraphernalia. He was released the previous 9 times. However, his most recent arrest was for his first felony, meaning even if he were freed, he would have to abide by certain conditions. According to WCB Chicago, he was apprehended on May 15th in downtown Chicago's Pritzker Park on shoplifting charges, the TJ Maxx, where he stole $150 worth of merchandise on 4 separate occasions. So this guy's been arrested 10 times in as many months after breaking into the country, and he just keeps getting let out. You want to know why you're losing support in the inner city Democrats? You want to know why you're losing support amongst black voters? It's because of this. No one wants to live like this. The only people that support this crap are rich white liberals who never have to deal with it, which is why it is so critical for Republicans to get into these neighborhoods, do what we need to do, speak to the people who have never heard from us before. If you want to do something you've never done, sometimes you got to be something you've never been. And it's time for Republicans to be the party of the working people, to be the party of the inner cities, and to take back this country. Guys, I want to thank everybody so, so much for tuning in. We will be back live tomorrow, 1 p.m. I will see everyone back there. Make sure you stay tuned for Matter of Fact coming up next right here on this network. Until tomorrow, everybody, stay loud.